first things first, you know, the usual. Gotta thank the homie through Jordan. Secondly, there are 44 plays on the last episode, which was a solo episode, like a complete solo episode. My idea, everything. Which was not expected whatsoever, because I don't know if I said it in the last episode or the episode before. Part of the reason I haven't really been keeping up with these anymore is because I don't like doing it solo. I feel like that's not what the channel was made for, and that's not what you guys are here for. So to see so much love and support, it's pretty fucking amazing, but with that being said, the last episode was in 2022. So I think most of you know where this is going. Me and Blue are still friends. There's nothing nothing is going on that has prevented us from keeping the channel going, other than the fact of, in all honesty, Blue kind of just, he's kind of just lazy, like lazier than me, and he's unmotivated to do the podcast, which isn't like, I'm also unmotivated to do the podcast, but the situation's a little bit different, obviously, because I just don't want to do it alone, while he just doesn't really have the drive to do it at all. Like, I tried to get him to do a 30-minute, he said he would do it, and then, you know, excuses, things would come up, stuff like that. So I just got tired of just constantly, like, I'm not the kind of person that likes to ask people for things, so constantly asking, like, yo, podcasting, it just gets tiresome. And so I just, you know, I think that this will more than likely, I can't promise this will be the last one, because it always depends on you guys, but this will more than likely be the very last episode of Universe 7, and unfortunately, it will probably be just me. I know, that's so shit, but, you know, these things happen, I guess. I don't know, I'm not really, like, the podcast was kind of just something that we were always just going to do for fun, and I guess somewhere along the line, doing, because we started to get more, like, professional with this, and I think that honestly kind of took out some of the fun for Blue, maybe, and I know it definitely did take the motivation away from me, because I'm a very lazy person, so having to do, like the Halloween episode, I don't know if I mentioned it during the episode or not, but that was supposed to be way longer than 15 minutes. I was going to write, like, a whole story. I was legit going to write a story for the podcast, but I was, like, extremely lazy, and I didn't do anything up until the day before. I started writing the day before, and I just decided that wasn't going to be enough time. Like, I was either going to have to stress myself out and overwhelm myself to the point where I wasn't going to be in the mood to speak, let alone read, let alone, you know, put on, set the tone that I put on. I didn't feel like doing all of that. But apparently you guys still like that, whatever that was, more than anything else that we have done as a collective. And I'm not sure. I feel like part of the reason that we got so many plays on that one was because it's not long at all whatsoever. It's 14 or 15 minutes. And there probably might have been like a few of you who played it a few times over and over, instead of just like those really actual amount of people, because it doesn't tell you, it just says the plays, it doesn't tell you how many people as a tutor. I'm trying to think if there's a way that I can possibly, because part of the main reason I want to stop doing these and, you know, kind of just make this the last one is because I feel a certain level of guilt for making these constant promises to you guys and constantly being like, oh, I'm going to get Blue back, or I'm going to get other people on, and I'm going to, you know, start making my own episodes, and they're gonna be this, and they're gonna be that, because that's very stressful. As a consistent thing to do. So it's like, it's very hard to find a good median between not overworking myself, because it is like, I'm just gonna be completely honest with you guys, it is extremely stressful trying to get these people to even show up to these podcasts, because people want to try to make things about themselves. I'm not gonna go too much into detail on what that means, what that's about. It's not as serious as it might sound. It's more or less just like, you know, people want you to wait on them so they can do a whole bunch of other shit, and you might have planned it. People like to waste time. People like to do everything but what they say they're going to do. And, you know, as the person who edits these and cuts these down and uploads them and titles them and puts them in the description and does the research for them, and does all, like, I do the heavy lifting. So for there to be no play, and it's just all work, like, I do the work, and then I come here, and then I, like, talking, I've said this, I feel like I've said this maybe once or twice, but for me, talking is work, because I'm, in reality, mostly a very quiet person, unless I really like the people that I'm around. I just really like you. I'm pretty sure most of you can tell there's a difference between when I have other people on and when it's just me talking. Talking is draining. Like, it's exhausting, and I usually have a very hard time articulating what I'm trying to say and what I mean by things. I'm a very special kind of person. I'm not gonna go too much into that, but things just don't work the same way for me as they do for a lot of people. So a lot of this is always going to be stressful. It'll always be stressful. So when there is no benefit to what I'm doing, other than the fact of, like, there's a few of you who like what I'm doing, then it just kind of feels like, why am I doing it? You know? That's why I'm kind of really conflicted on whether or not this is absolute, because usually I can give you, like, percentiles or absolutes, and this time I can't, because part of the main reason that I was, like, the Halloween episode was the last episode, and there was, like, three before that were kind of in succession, and then the Halloween one was the last one, and there hasn't been any since that point forward. But part of that main reasoning was because those three in succession were three that I tried extremely hard to get out, and they didn't really get received all that well compared to the things that we were doing back then. And I know that most of that was because we keep taking these extreme hiatuses. So it doesn't, like, a lot of you, I don't think a lot of you are followers or have notifications. I know that there are a few of you. Like I said, the homie from Jordan, I know for sure. There's a lot of you who are, like, you're dipping your toes in the water every now and then. And then there are a very small number of you who are dedicated fans. I think there's like maybe 9 of you. I think literally maybe 9 of you who are dedicated fans. Who like might possibly have notifications on and all that good shit. But it just wasn't getting received all that well compared to the stuff from the past. So I just felt like they're not liking the solo shit. And I'm not liking doing the solo shit. And getting other people on the podcast is stressful. I mean, I got 3 on once, but he's always doing some other shit. And I'm not a patient person, so I usually don't feel like waiting until 3 a.m. to record, because like I said before, I have to do the work. It would be different if the work was, you know, shifted in cycles and things like that, so that I could just record me talking and then go to sleep. But I can't do that. I have to stay up for another 2 hours working on it. So if we start a podcast episode at 3, we'll end it at like 5, and then I will be up for another 2 hours, and I'll be going to sleep usually later than when I really like to. And like I said, talking for me is an extremely draining thing, so I'm extremely, extremely tired of every single one of these. Unless it's something like what I'm doing now, or the Halloween episode, where it's just me talking, like, and me not really trying to be that entertaining, me just speaking, and not exaggerating my character. Because, like, no matter if it's solo or if it's with people, what you get is me, but I do still, when I'm with other people or some solos, I do still try to exaggerate my character, because I'm not usually as giddy and extroverted as I may seem. I mean, I have those moments, but it's usually not ever on the podcast, because like I said, I have number one, I'm not gonna do that. Point being, I'm in a weird limbo now, like weirder than it was before, because before I was just kind of holding out hope and just kind of filling up the time with random episodes that I figured I could get out that you guys might possibly like. But now I'm at the point where it's like, okay, he's clearly not going to consistently do these anymore. He said it himself. Even if we were to do episodes, he would probably do like one episode every 8 months. And that's being generous. And you guys aren't gonna one episode every 8 months. That's just not how, I mean, that's how the channel used to run. And well, we see how that went. And then there are also just other people that I don't want to bring on the podcast, because like I don't do clout chasers. Like I am aware that all publicity is good publicity technically, but I don't live by that. So it's like, I'm not gonna bring people on just because I know they can entertain you guys if I don't like people. I'm not gonna bring people on if I like them, but I know that they just wanna be on the podcast, not for me or not for you guys, but just because they think they can get something out of it. Like, I'm not gonna do that. Like we've always said before about this podcast, we're not gonna force anything. And that's mainly what I felt like these last 4 or 5 episodes were. Other than the Halloween one, the Halloween one was an ass force, because I got to just last minute something. And Halloween, honestly, is my favorite holiday, so it was really never going to be that stressful unless I had written a small book in a day. That would have been stressful. It wasn't going to be a book, but it was going to be a short story. Which isn't like, if the podcast continues, I will do that because you guys seem to really like that. But I think I'm going to have to figure it out. But that doesn't mean that I am like, for you guys who are Blue fans and Three fans and my fans, we are all still active on different platforms. And I think that from now moving forward, now Blue, he's less active on other platforms. He's deleted a few because of his relationship. Not anything bad, but just because, you know, people start to lock in and things like that. But I think that for me, especially, I'm going to start being way more active on Twitch. I don't know if you guys are interested in that at all, or if you even like, because most of our audience isn't in the U.S. Most of our reoccurring audience, at the very least, isn't from the U.S. And they're from very offshoot places that I've really never heard of before, most often than not. Like, there are, like, some obvious big European countries and things like that, but most of them are, like, one of the main reasons we do the Homie from Jordan thing is because me and Blue had no idea that. I mean, that might be just an American thing, but we had no idea that it was a place that existed at all. And we're pretty decently knowledgeable when it comes to things like that. I think what I'll do is I will put my Twitch in the description of the channel. I'll put it in the comment section or whatever the fuck it is, because the whole app gotta read the some shit. I don't know. It's not called Anchor or whatever anymore. It's like Spotify Podcast or some shit. I don't know. The site's weird to me now. It's foreign. You guys are probably like, what the fuck are you talking about? But to me, everything's changed. I'll do something. I'll put my Twitch wherever I feel like you guys can see it, and I will be streaming later tonight, and then Wednesday I will be streaming all week. At least I will be streaming all week. Even if I stream for 30 minutes, I will be streaming all week. I'll be streaming games like Bully, Red Dead Redemption, Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2, Apex Legends, things like that. And I think if you guys show up, I feel like that's a great place that we can talk about these things, because that's something that I've honestly wanted more than anything, is the ability to get your feedback. Because I feel like with just numbers and analytics, it just leaves so much space for assumptions. I'm making a big assumption when I say that you guys really love the Halloween episode, when it could literally just be the fact of it was the one of the shortest episodes, and it was just me reading some quote-unquote spooky quotes, so it could have just reached a broader audience. I would like to know what is liked and what is disliked, so that I don't have to do as many things, and I could focus more on the, you know, on the things that are liked. And if we end up not being able to figure out, like, if you guys like the things that I don't like, and we get to that point, then, you know, I can move on and you guys can stop waiting. Like, I feel like the limbo isn't helping anyone at this point. At least not me and not the true fans. I feel like it's just kind of annoying at this point for all parties. So I will, like I said, be streaming every day around. I can't even give you a decent time because I usually stream during the nights, but yesterday I streamed at like 2 p.m., which is something that I usually never, I'm never even up. Like, I sleep from sun up to sundown usually. So that was something new for me, but it was only because I was, like I said, I was up and I had been drinking the night before. I had been drinking the night before up until like 4. So I just was like, okay, I can get a pretty entertaining stream in. But the majority of the time, I will be streaming from, I think, I'll say 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. That is like, it's like the most, yeah, it's like the best I can give you. I can't give you an exact time, just sometime from 6 to 1 Eastern. So, I guess try to show up if you can. If you can, I understand. But I would love to see a few of you guys there, and I would absolutely love to, you know, talk about the podcast, because maybe there is a way we can figure out how to keep these going. And maybe, just maybe, if we get to a certain point, I might end up making my own separate podcast channel that is strictly horror related, because Blue isn't into horror like that. He's very skittish, I'll say. But I am like a diehard horror fan. The first horror movie I saw was Seed of Chucky? No. Was it Seed of Chucky? No, Bride of Chucky. It was Bride of Chucky, and I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I had to have been like somewhere between 7 and 9, and I walked in and there was the scene on, I think it's Tiffany, I believe. She's under the table and she guts that one guy. And I cried like a little bitch for, I think, like a week. I would like have nightmares and I would cry. And then the week after that, I watched Nightmare on Elm Street. So traumatized myself again. Had nightmares for like a month, but I couldn't stop watching it. And now I am kind of a horror head, I guess you could say. Like, I'm very much in the field of horror. Like, if you guys are familiar with Dead Meat, I was one of the original subs. His first video that I saw was, I believe, Freddy vs. Jason. Like, the original one, not the recount. The original one, which, if you know, the Jason series was their first series, their very first series. So I was like the last to the first series. If you know Found Flicks, subscribe to him. I haven't been subscribed to that long, but it's been at least I think 3 years now. 2020, no, I subscribed to Found Flicks in 2019. So honestly, either way, if the horror is what you guys liked from that Halloween thing, you know, show up, tell me, maybe we can work our way to a separate podcast so that this is still keeping its integrity of being Universe 7 and being a non-solo person podcast. And then we can have a solo podcast where there are just horrorheads and things like that. I won't, no, I'll tell you, I won't do strictly horror because there are some things. No, I guess I will. I guess I will. Because if I have something that I really feel like I need to get off my chest, I will just come here and I will just ask someone if they'll do the podcast episode with me. And if not, if they don't. But either way, I feel like if I really have that need to communicate about whatever I'm feeling, then it won't be that hard for me to get on here and do it. With that being said, there's a lot that I have not talked about with you guys that I would like to just very, very quickly, very, very quickly cover and go over and give you my opinions on, because I know that that's what some of you are here for. I think I don't even know where to start because I don't remember the last thing. I don't think like. The last few things we talked about, I don't think they were what we usually talk about. But, I'm gonna start with Dragon Ball Super Superheroes because that's like the first thing that I can remember. I know that's definitely not the oldest thing that's quote unquote new that I should have talked about, but it's the first thing I can. Oh, actually, that's not true. Thor: Love and Thunder. That I think is the oldest one. I think that was supposed to be the newest one because the whole group, the entire group of Universe 7, even the people that you haven't had on the podcast yet or haven't heard on the podcast yet, sorry, we all went to go see it. And well, I think. I might have said this before the movie came out, or at least I hope I did. That was never my gore. And after watching the movie, still wasn't my gore. The movie was, if I had to, I'm just gonna rate these things. I don't wanna give my in-depth opinion on them because that can be something separate for a separate time if we come to that point. But at the same time, these things are also really old. And I just don't feel the need to talk about them anymore because I've just kind of got that like anger out of my system because Marvel lately just, and I tried really hard to constantly defend them. But I feel like from the start of Phase 4, it became less about the fans and more about how much money they can make. How widespread can they keep it going and how many people can they, which I know is the like intentional purpose of Marvel, and it's like it's not supposed to be, it's supposed to be for everyone. There's supposed to be something for everyone, but holy shit, man. I probably won't end up caring about Secret Invasion or, like, there's a good number of people who liked Kang the Conqueror, and, I didn't see the movie. And I don't think I will see the movie because a lot of what I've seen, I'm just not interested. And I think that'll just be the mood for the majority of Marvel going forward, which is extremely sad for me to say. Unless something major changes and the next few phases go into a better direction than this, because I tried to be patient with like. Understanding that it was constant world building, but there just hasn't been anything like the things that I've looked forward to. They just haven't been good. Moon Knight, so I'm gonna start the ratings. Moon Knight, I'll give it 7.8 out of 10. There were some things I didn't like, but I mostly liked it. Thor Love and Thunder, I'll give it a 6.5. And I feel like that might be being generous, but I don't know. I haven't seen it in a really long time. A few of my main issues were obviously this CGI on a lot of things. And I do know, I did hear about that was mostly, I can't remember exactly who it was, but it was somebody in Marvel's fault. I think it was Feige. I don't want to, you know, point fingers at me. But it was mostly someone in Marvel's fault for constantly working the same cycle of animators. Like, they didn't get new animators, it was the same people. And they were pumping out a show and two movies within 6 months, I believe, of each other. Not like they didn't do it in 6 months, but they were finalizing it all in 6 months. So things weren't going to be the best, because I mean, I think She-Hulk, Love and Thunder, and there was something else were all released around the same time span, and the CGI was just dog shit for a lot of it. She-Hulk, I've never been a super fan of Jennifer Walters, but I was really hoping that would change in She-Hulk, and I can confirm that it did not. In fact, I kind of left She-Hulk feeling mostly disrespected. Not as a man. I'm not on that weird shit. I'm not like, oh, look at this woman talking about man do this, man do that, and I'm mad because it affects me. That's not what I mean. I feel kind of just offended as a fan of the Hulk. I feel like most of the She-Hulk season one was just mostly shitting on the Hulk. Like, every episode, even when the Hulk wasn't in the episode, there would just be some side remark about how shitty the Hulk is, or how he's a big baby, or things like that. And it's just really sad to see that. I'm just not a fan of a certain section of my generation. That's all I'll say, and I'll leave it at that. And I can tell that She-Hulk was definitely catering to that side. What's next? I didn't watch Megan, so don't ask me about that. I will never watch Megan, so please don't ask me about that. I know, surprisingly, this is the thing. I can't tell if you guys are trolling or not, because apparently everybody loves this movie, and like, whenever I watch Final Flicks, and like the first 3 seconds, he was praising it, which makes me concerned, because on this is kind of funny, on TikTok, I know you have a TikTok. Yeah, I wasn't gonna get one, and then someone convinced me to get one a while back, and I think I might have mentioned TikTok before. I don't think you guys are that surprised. I don't have TikTok for the reasons you might think. It's mostly just edits. I kind of like, you know, Marvel, Star Wars. I just like edits. They're pretty cool. Yeah, the people on TikTok loved the trailer, and they were like fangirling over Megan. And it was that part of my generation, if you know what I mean. So I was like, oh, yeah, this probably is going to be a movie that I would hate if I went to go see it. And this was like, I didn't like it before I saw the TikTok community, just because the trailer, I didn't like it. But then you got the TikTok, and then Found Flicks, I kind of remember what he said. I didn't watch the full video. I literally couldn't. I think I stopped it right after he mentioned it. But he mentioned something about Megan being, I think he, like, I can't see, this is what I mean, but I can't tell if it's a joke or not. But I'm pretty sure he said Megan is a good successor to Chucky, or a better successor, or something like that. And that, that's blasphemy. I can't take that level of disrespect. If you like it, congratulations. You are lucky. I wish I could like it. I wish I thought it was good, because I am that big of a horror fan. Like, I will always support horror no matter what dog shit it is. Like, if the community likes it, power to the movie or series or whatever the fuck it is, because that brings more fans to the franchise. Yeah, franchise. What, I can't even remember all the movies I've seen, man. I did recently see Scream, and I think that it was the best one I've seen since the first one, in all honesty. And it was one was probably the best one since the first one. If not, I have to watch the first one and the new one over and over again to really know how I feel about it, but I feel like I might like this one a little bit more than the first one. But I am not as big of a fan as the reveal in this one as in the first one. In this one, it was kind of like, I think I was just really hoping it would be something different. Like, I think most of you know what I'm talking about. There was the big theory going around that it could have been Stu Mocker. And that's kind of what the trailers were sort of kind of leaning into. And then it just ended up being like, throughout the whole movie, it's so obvious who it is, like in the first one, but you're really hoping it's not those two, but then it is. And they're really good as Scream with the mask on. With it off, I feel like this is like, so like, I feel like the best way to explain this is like, everything from the beginning of the slashing to the reveal is Scream 1-esque. Everything from the reveal up until Sam, am I remembering that right? Sam puts on the mask is like Scream 2 or 3. Just really, really bad. Like, they're just they remind me a lot of, what's his name, Rowan, something like that. They're just really lame with the mask off, and it just wasn't necessary for how the tone of the movie was from then till that point. It was a very big shift, and I feel like a lot of people just kind of went with it. But overall, rating for the new Scream, 8.5 out of 10. The new Hellraiser. The only thing that I didn't like was the main character. I felt like she was pretty fucking stupid most of the time. Like, the whole time. But all Hellraiser main characters are fucking stupid. So I'd have to give it 8 out of 10. Let me think. What else have I seen? I didn't see Avatar. We were going to see it, but the other side of my generation got too quick and made it weird. But I didn't want to be around it. It's not like I won't see it ever, but if I do see it, it won't be talked about on the podcast more than likely, because it'll be way further down the line and it'll be irrelevant to most of you guys at this point. I feel like it'll probably be a rare good movie, and from what I've seen, it looks like a really good movie. I guess I can give like a preemptive rating, for you guys that are like really wanting it, I would probably end up rating it an 8 out of 10, or if I don't like it that much, it'll be a 7.5 out of 10, but it will probably be less than 7.5 out of 10. What do you think? I think that's all I can remember, at least. That's definitely not all I've seen recently, but that's definitely all I can remember for right now. Yeah, that's all I can remember for right now. What else? Oh, I didn't even talk about Dragon Ball Super Superheroes. But I won't go too much into detail. The only thing that I will say, Beast Gohan, the design is like the white hair, red eyes, the yell. It's pretty cool, but the only thing that I don't like about it is that it's literally just a cash grab off of Super Saiyan 2 Gohan. And it's just really a really lame concept to just do the exact same thing, but make it for the God Saga, because you know it'll make you money again. It's just a lame concept. Orange Piccolo, amazing. Way past overdue. Gamma 1 and Gamma 2 were extremely cool. I liked them a lot, but I am also just kind of a rider for Red Ribbon Army, so they might not have been that cool, but it's not going to affect the rating or anything, so don't worry. What else? Cell Max. I am extremely happy that Cell came back. I am not as happy as I would have been if it was perfect, but Cell is Cell. A win is a win, you know? So, Dragon Ball Super Superheroes. I saw the Japanese version, the dubbed version. So, I didn't get to watch the English version because I watched it on release in the US. And I've seen clips, and I feel like a lot of scenes would have hit differently if it was in English for me. And I don't know if that would have affected it negatively or positively, in my opinion. But I might do like a different watch and then later on give a different opinion or a different number. It might not. It probably won't be much different, but it would probably be different. But if I had to see, because Broly would have been a 9 out of 10. It wasn't like a perfect movie, but there was nothing that I see wrong with it either. And I really thoroughly enjoyed it. This would probably be 8.9 or 8.8 maybe. There's only like a few things that I didn't like out of this. But other than that, it was pretty much perfect. What else? I believe that's mostly everything that I can remember, at least for right now. But I am going to get off of this before I start to over exhaust myself and things like that, because I, like I said, I'm about to stream in a few minutes, so I will put the Twitch wherever I feel like you guys can see it, and I won't just disappear. That is what I'll promise you. That's the promise that I leave you with. I will not ever just leave you guys hanging. I will always give you some sort of update, at the very least, on whether or not I'm alive, if we're closing the podcast, and things like that. And with that being said, peace out. Be safe.
Okay. I just wanted to take a second to record this to let all of you who probably wouldn't know that there are a set of polls and a Q&A in the last episode that you can vote on and comment on. I would really appreciate it if you did so, so I could receive some sort of feedback, you know. And for the Twitch situation, the Twitch is in the bio. It's either the bio or the comments. I can't exactly remember which one. But if you can't see any of those things, I guess I'll just tell you where you can contact me now, because I forgot to do so in the last episode. If you want to contact me on Instagram, my handle is _prince7, and it's spelled out 7, not the number itself, but spell it out. So _prince7_ for the Instagram, and the Twitch is yzprince7, spelled out 7 once again. I can't remember any of my other socials, so I'll just once again, the Instagram is _prince7_, and the Twitch is yzprince7. That is yzprincesevn. All right, thank you.